Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per future requirements. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee accuses BJP of neglecting the common man. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. India's 17-year-old Grandmaster D. Gukesh wins the candidate's chess tournament, creates history by becoming the youngest challenger for world championship title. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets in Chandigarh. And now the news in detail. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase on coming Friday. The filing of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday, and today is the last day for the withdrawal of candidatures. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh today. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency is gearing up for the polls in the second phase of the Lok Sabha election scheduled for the 26th of this month. The seat is poised for a triangular contest between incumbent MP and BJP candidate Satish Gautam, Samajwadi Party's Chaudhary Bijendra Singh and Bahujan Samaj Party's Hitendra Kumar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by the BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC-ST people. She was holding a public meeting in Balurghat. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader P. Chidambaram said on coming to power at the centre, the INDIA bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. BJP leader and Union Minister General V.K. Singh will participate in public meetings in favour of NDA candidates in Chalakudi constituency today. He will also take part in an ex-serviceman meet. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma will also participate in a public meeting this evening. Later, Mr. Sarma will take part in a roadshow this evening in Ernakulam constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has cancelled his public programs in Thrissur and Alappuzha due to illness. CPIM leaders Prakash Karat will participate in public meetings at Kasargod, Brinda Karat in Pathamathitta and Subhashini Ali in Athingal. Party leader and State Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and CPI National Secretary D. Raja will attend public meetings at different places in Kannur constituency. In Manipur, re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency today. The ECI has directed the State Election Authority to conduct the voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in these polling stations. These 11 polling stations saw mob violence, riot, destruction of EVMs and election machines and proxy voting in the first phase polls of the Lok Sabha elections 2024 in Manipur. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh poll will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on April 24th for parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void and fixed a new date for fresh polls. Repolling will be held at 1 polling station each in Bameng and Nyapin assembly constituency, 2 in Rumgong and 4 in Nacho Assembly constituency. The timing for the polling has been fixed from morning 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the day. Scrutiny of Form 17A of these polling stations will be done immediately after the poll on the same day. Simultaneous elections for the two parliamentary constituencies and new Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh was held on April 19th in the single phase. Congress has released another list of 11 candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Party has fielded Yashaswini Sahai from Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency and Pradeep Yadav in place of Deepika Pandey Singh from Godda seat in Jharkhand. The list includes names of 9 candidates from Andhra Pradesh. Vallaru Bhargava will contest from Vijayawada Lok Sabha seat and Pedada Parmeshwara Rao will fight from Srikakulam seat. In Telangana, the women's self-help groups are playing a key role in spreading voter awareness and in efforts in increasing voting percentage. Nearly 40% of women voters in the state, numbering about 65 lakhs, are members in women's self-help groups and could play a key role in deciding the results of elections. The election authorities in Hyderabad are demonstrating voter awareness programs along with the SHG members. The women SHG members are seen approaching morning walkers in the parks of Hyderabad, asking them to take part in voting. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Bangalore Rural Lok Sabha constituency of Karnataka. We have more from our correspondent.
Bangalore Rural Lok Sabha constituency, as the name suggests, consists of areas on the periphery of Bengaluru city. It came into existence after delimitation in 2008 after abolishing the previous Lok Sabha constituency of Kanakpura. Out of 28 seats in Karnataka, this was the only seat won by Congress candidate D.K. Suresh in 2019 election. D.K. Suresh was the alliance candidate supported by JDS in the previous election. With 64.89% voter turnout, D.K. Suresh had defeated BJP candidate Ashwath Narayan Gowda with a margin of 2,06,870 votes. The constituency has, in its geographical area, the 8 assembly segments of Kunigal, Anekal, Magadi, Ramnagaram, Kanakpura, Chanpatna, Raja Rajeshwari Nagar and Bangalore South. Out of them, 5 were won by Congress candidates and 2 by BJP in the assembly election last year. One seat of Chanpatna was won by JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy, who has allied with BJP in this election. BJP has fielded Kumaraswamy's brother-in-law, Dr. C. and Manjunath as its candidate from the seat. There are 15 candidates in fray from Bangalore rural seat. Apart from Congress and BJP, there are 10 candidates from the registered unrecognized parties and 3 are independents. The number of registered voters from the constituency are 28,02,580 and the share of young voters is 55,771. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel, and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri, for the exceptional and distinguished service. University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced that 4-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for the NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidate should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale wherever the grading system is followed. Such candidates are allowed to appear in a subject in which they want to pursue a PhD, irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the 4-year bachelor's degree. At present, a NET candidate requires a master's degree with a minimum of 55% marks. We spoke to educationist Dr. Sant Kumar Chaudhary.
Decision taken by the Honorable Chairman of UGC. UGC had invited more than 2,500 scholars from different part of the country, and the UGC has taken suggestion from them. A person who has secured more than 75% marks or equivalent, and after net qualification, they are eligible to go for PhD directly.
And now on to some international news. In Maldives, People's National Congress, PNC, won 66 of the first 86 seats declared, according to the Election Commission of Maldives. The polls were being seen as a crucial litmus test for the President Dr. Mohamed Moizu's party, which was under fire over several corruption allegations as well as its policies. The main opposition, Maldivian Democratic Party, which had won a supermajority in 2019 elections, returned with 11 seats. World Earth Day is being celebrated today across the globe to support environmental conservation efforts. This observance with the global theme, Planet versus Plastic, spotlights the critical problem of plastic pollution and its detrimental effects on nature. Earth Day serves as a reminder of the significance of conserving and sustaining our environment, urging individuals worldwide to unite in efforts for a healthier planet and a better tomorrow. And now it's time for weather updates. Severe heatwave conditions will continue over East India during the next 4 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heatwave will prevail over parts of Odisha today and over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. The IMD also said that hot and humid weather will continue over West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka and Kerala till the 25th of this month. And on to sports news. In chess, 17-year-old Indian prodigy Domaraju Gukesh made history as the youngest ever player to win the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto. In the final round last night, Gukesh held fellow title contender Hikaru Nakamura of USA to a draw with black pieces, but his fate was sealed on the other board where Ian Nepomaniachtchi and Fabiano Caruana battled for 109 moves before agreeing to a draw. Gukesh became the youngest ever candidates tournament champion, beating Garry Kasparov's record, who was 20 years of age when he won this tournament in 1984. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. In the first match, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 1 run in the last ball thriller at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata yesterday. Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mojtaba.
Thank you, Nishit. Congress plans to redistribute wealth to infiltrators, says Prime Minister Modi at an election rally in Rajasthan, is widely covered by all the leading dailies. Hemant Soren was arrested for not leaving India a block, alleges Congress chief at a rally in Ranchi, is the top story in the Hindu. Kerala poll campaign reaches crescendo is the front page story in the Pioneer. No one can stop CAA in the country, says Rajnath Singh at a rally in West Bengal, according to the Asian Age. IRDAI does away with age cap. Those above 65 can now buy health cover, says the Tribune. Government waste takes sale in some public sector banks, says a report in Financial Express. Financial year 24, direct tax mop-up rises 18%, says the Economic Times. And finally, mercury breaches 45 degrees in some parts, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per future requirements. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee accuses BJP of neglecting the common man. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. India's 17-year-old Grandmaster D. Gukesh wins the Candidates Chess Tournament, creates history by becoming the youngest challenger for World Championship title. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets in Chandigarh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.